Business development and revenue generation are a big part of city government. Candidates for Bloomington City Council have different ideas on how to do that, Dana Vollmer reports.
The consensus among candidates is clear. Attracting more employers, which offer jobs and income infusion to Bloomington's economy, should be a priority for the city. How far the city should go to offer incentives for development is a different question. Ward 3 candidate Willie Holton Halbert says any benefit the city gives must get something in return.
I believe that we need to buy a local and we need to build local. So that means when we court other businesses from other locations, when we negotiate those contracts, then we need to make sure that we have in there that we use local union, that we consider veterans, that we look at our whole population as a whole to make sure that everybody is brought to the table.
Halbert says the city needs to designate a specific amount for local districts and require developers to use local labor.
So a lot of it has to do with being proactive and not reactive. By looking at those contracts, yes, okay, we can do a tax incentive here, we can do this, but in doing that, we need you to agree to have a percentage of that that goes back to the community.
Challenger Sheila Montney says she questions the long-term benefit from such agreements. She says developers make incentives look good in presentations to the council, but those benefits might not be real. Montney says under these agreements, existing businesses are left to make up the difference. She says the city should invest in who's already here.
Retaining customers you already have is cheaper than getting new ones. And I believe also here in Bloomington, we need to create conditions that will encourage our existing businesses to stay and continue to thrive and not disadvantage them in our quest for new development.
Montney says the best thing council can do to help bring in new industry is to create an environment where businesses and families thrive with solid safety, good education, and a low tax burden.
I think the government should be focused on creating conditions that would make it compelling for businesses to want to locate here. But in terms of their active role in recruiting and developing businesses, I think we have shared organizations here in Bloomington and Normal and in the surrounding areas who we can work collaboratively with.
Ward 5's Patrick Lawler agrees that creating a better climate is the best way to grow Bloomington. He stresses those efforts need to extend to all residents.
I think making sure that we address housing issues and making sure that we have plenty of low-income housing and moderate-income housing and so that everyone can have safe, quality housing in our community is another really important issue that kind of plays into that as well. And things like Connect Transit, making sure that we have public transportation that works for everyone.
Waller says he's willing to give development incentives, but he doesn't think TIF districts are the way to do it. Those agreements often last decades.
In my own opinion, I kind of prefer shorter-term tax abatements that can have certain benchmarks attached to them. And so that the public can have some accountability for the incentives that are being provided and that the developer has to meet those benchmarks. And it provides the school more flexibility in terms of having more funding.
Ward 5 candidate Nick Becker says he shares Lawler's concerns about the burden on school districts and small businesses. Becker says the deals fall through if the business crumbles. He says the city should reward success rather than make promises up front.
And I think there's ways to write some of these incentives that say, look, if you bring in X amount of jobs and you keep those jobs for X amount of time, then you can have a rebate that allows you to have that same incentive, but it puts some of the pressure on the business coming in as well.
Becker adds the city should be leery of businesses that ask for help. He says it could indicate a business is unhealthy.
There shouldn't be a need for a lot of incentive. It's, yes, getting started and a little bit to get over that barrier to entry, but I think too often we put too much of the risk on taxpayers.
No Bloomington Council candidate in this election wants to raise taxes, but Ward 9 contender Jim Fruin says sometimes it's a necessary evil.
Individual fees, whether it's utilities or amusement, we've increased water rates, et cetera. We have pension responsibilities, we have labor costs. It takes money to run the city, and I think we just have to be diligent about where that money comes from.
Fruin says Bloomington's property taxes especially are troublesome for residents. He says to avoid increases, city government needs to tighten the belt. But that's hard. Fruin says no one wants to give up anything.
When we've had focus groups on this before and asked the public in open meetings, what do you want to give up? Nobody wanted to give up anything. So we become accustomed to the services we've got. And so that's the challenge of perhaps giving up something or modifying something.
Fruin says one way to do this is to stick to core services. He says residents want public safety. They want water. They want parks. Everything else, he says, is a distraction. Ward 9 challenger Tom Crumpler agrees on residents' wants, but says most are willing to pay to make that happen.
You know, people in my ward that I've spoken to feel like they really want a city that works. And so they, you know, they feel like, you know, they pay taxes for, you know, snow removal, recycling, garbage pickup, brush removal, water and sewer and that kind of thing. And so, you know, I think, you know, the property taxes are pretty reasonable.
Crumpler says one area the city could cut costs is public service contracts, which are up for review at the end of the fiscal year. He says there are decisions to be made about whether each service is necessary or if the city could handle those services better itself.
And so for me, I mean, I want to make sure that our city is acting responsibly, making sure that the services that we're contracting out or paying for are important, you know, to save money if we can.
Crumpler says he, like other candidates, supports public-private partnerships and business development incentives when they have a direct and immediate benefit to the community. He says one example of when it worked well is the Washington Senior Apartments. That property is part of the downtown TIF district. Ward 7 candidate Kelby Cumston agrees these are good tools to bring more affordable housing to Bloomington.
And I don't necessarily mean luxury homes with 10% of the homes being affordable housing. I mean specifically affordable housing projects.
But Cumston says there are plenty of examples where agreements have backfired.
I think that they're not good when it's something that is on the outskirts of town, for instance, that expands our infrastructure needs. I think it's not good when it's taking in a bunch of incentives that are not necessarily needed. One prime example that I always point to is the TIF district where Circuit City used to be. That whole complex there, we took a bunch of TIF money to bring in multinational corporate box stores.
Cumston says that development pitted a big box pet store against a locally owned one, which is paying more in rent and didn't get a single dollar from the agreement. Ward 7 incumbent Molly Ward says if the benefit to the community isn't something concrete, she's not likely to support an incentive.
I think we also need to, you know, to be ethical about it and keep in mind what our values are as a community, and any partnerships that we establish need to keep those principles in mind.
Ward says when looking to build the tax base, it's important to not overburden one group or sector. She says it's all intertwined.
What we need as a city is a comprehensive look and taking a big picture look that will allow us to be intentional and thoughtful and deliberate, rather than, oh, we move this one piece of the puzzle, but then we haven't thought about what impact that's going to have on the other piece of the puzzle.
Election day is April 6th. I'm Dina Vollmer.